Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series in the topic of Talmudic methodology. We are learning from the Sefer Hamidos Lechaikar Halacha of Hagaon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel Zichrona Livracha. We are in the second volume in Os Lamed Vav in the Mida of Mitzius Vidin. Omer Rav, kafi she'amarnu, yesh hevdel ikari bein issurim uvein mishpatim. So the Rav says, Os Lamed Vav, that as we said, there is a fundamental difference between dinei iser veheter and dinei mishpatim. Uvein mishpatim shel dinei manot v'dinei nefashot biyachad, and the judgments of mamonos and nefashos together. Shebiyisurim ein tafkid miyuchad le'edim u'leveidin b'tor edim u'veidin, ela rak b'shvil yediyat hora'a b'levad. Like we said, that there's a fundamental difference between Isurim, Isur v'heter, Kashrus and the like, and the judgments of Mamonos and Nefashos, of monetary disputes and life and death, capital punishment questions. When it comes to Isur, there's no special tafkid for the Edim and the Beis Din as Edim and the Beis Din, just the ultimate goal is to get the Psak. You just have to know what the Psak is. Whereas when it comes to the court cases of mominous nefashos, of monetary disputes, of questions of capital punishment, yesh tzorech gam be'edut v'gam be'edin, you need edus and beis, and that's part and parcel of the judicial process, as we discussed in the previous shiurim. Achen, yesh od davar shlishi shenevdal gam me'issurim mitzad echad, v'gam mi'mishpatim mitzad sheni. However, there's a third thing that's different than Isurim on one hand and Mishpatim on the other, and that is Davar Sheba'erva, like Gittin and Kiddushin. It's not completely similar to Isurim. Ki b'zeinu tzichim kein d'shnayim, kemo b'chol Mishpatim kein Davar Sheba'erva pachot mishnayim. So, it's not completely like Isurim, because Eid Echad Ne'eman b'Isurim. When it comes to Davar Sheba'erva, you need two. Ein Davar Sheba'erva pachot mishnayim. Ach, אינו דומה לגמרי למשפט, כי שם תפקידם של העדים הוא להעיד לפני הבית דין, בעוד שבגיטין וקידושין, הנה תפקידם של העדים בתור מקיימי הדבר, לא קשור כלל אל הבית דין. But it's not completely similar to mishpat, because there the tafkid of the edim is to be made בפני בית דין. Whereas when it comes to gittin and kiddushin, the tafkid of the edim is that they're מקיימי דבר, that they make it happen, they make the get a proper get, they make the kedushin a proper kedushin, but not as witnesses who are going to come to the Beis Din and testify. That's not necessary. Ve'al ze kvar amad Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi b'sifro shemevi et kushiyat apnei Yehoshua shemakshe al hadas Sanhedrin lamed bet amud alef shamrinan sham shehad shtarei chov mukdamim psulim ve'amucharim ksherim shurak midrabanan כדי שלא תנולדלת בפני לובין, כי מדאורייתא פסולים מאחרי שאי אפשר. בלי דרישה וחקירה. In other words, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Lamed Beis, we have a kasha here, on this Gemara from Rav Chaim HaLevi, that he brings from the Pnei Yehoshua, that asks, that it says that Shtar Echov, if you have a Shtar Echov that's Muktam, the date is an earlier date than it actually happened, that's going to be Pasul, because that enables the person with the Shtar Echov to collect property from the date of the Shtar, because already there's a lien on the property of the person who wrote the Shtar, and since it's Muktam, that's Pasul, he's going to end up collecting property that he really has no lien on, because the lien only starts from the day of the Shtar, and if it's Muktam, then that's going to make it puzzle, because it's going to show an earlier date than it really is, and allow him to collect property he's not allowed to collect. So shtar echov mukdam are puzzle, but mu'charim is kasher. But if it's written afterwards, if it's written a later date, then it's kasher, because nobody's going to lose out. But really, d'oraisa, it shouldn't be. Okay, like the Gemara says, "Umatam amru dinei mamonos lo bina drisha v'chakira, k'deish lo tino delos b'fnei lovim." In other words, people aren't going to end up loaning money to other people, because they're going to end up having to bring Edim, and the Edim are going to have to go through Jerisha and Chakira, this cross-examination, and if they make a mistake, then their Edus is going to be Batel, and then the Malva is not going to be able to collect his money. So we have a Brice and a Mishnah that we see there's no Jerisha and Chakira. That is after the Takanas Chachamim, that Jerisha and Chakira aren't necessary. And the Mishnah that says that there is Jerisha and Chakira was talking about the Metzias before they made this Takana, that theoretically there should be Jerisha v'Chakira. So that's the Gemara in Kedushan Adaf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Umakshe, so ask the Pnei Yoshua. Imkein echi tachein beget sheshaninu begitin degam get she'ein bo zman im nisei tavlat kasher. Hakevan she'ein bo zman arein bezeh drisha v'chakira. Wait a second. We have a special takana de Rabbanan that you need Jerisha and Chakira, that you don't need Jerisha and Chakira. By Shtari Chov, Kadesh Tol Tinol Delis Bifnei Lovin, as we explain. So you wanted to make it easier. For the person to lend money. We don't want to borrow money. So what did we say? We said that you don't need Jerisha and Chakira. And since you don't need Jerisha and Chakira, Shtarei Chov Mu'ucharim Ar Ksheirim, if a later date is written, it's Kasher. And the Gemara says, if you think you need Jerisha and Chakira, why is Mu'uchar Kasher? From the fact that it's a later date, it shows you that the Edim cannot necessarily be believed. A later date than it actually happened. So you obviously don't need Jerisha and Chakira. So we said that's a special Takanas Chachamim. But really, Daraisa, you do need Jerisha and Chakira. So if that's the case, Frekta Pnei Yoshua, how could it be by a get that we learn in Gittin that a get that doesn't have Zman, Pevav, if she gets married with a get that doesn't have a date written on it, then the child of this new union is kosher? Since it doesn't have Zman, there's no Jerisha and Chakira. So really, you need, in principle, you need it. Just by Halvos, you don't need Jerisha and Chakira. But in general, you need Jerisha and Chakira. So how do you have a get where there's no Zman? Harein b'zeh Jerisha v'Chakira. So you can't do Jerisha and Chakira if there's no Zman. So answers the Pnei Yoshua, you know how it works, that im nisis avlat kasher, that afkeinu rabbanan the kedushin minei, that the rabbis uprooted the kedushin. That's how the get works. The rabbis annulled the marriage in the first place, and then therefore the Vlad is kosher, the child is kosher. So, of this new union, because the rabbis were mafkia, the kiddushin, when the get doesn't have Zman. And therefore, Yemisis have Vlad kosher. So what are we going to do with the Jerisha and Chakira? The answer is, there is no Jerisha and Chakira, and the reason the get is a good get, because afkina rabbanan, the kiddushin minei. So frekt Reb Chaim, but it says in Gittin, why is there Zman begitten? And the Gemara gives two reasons. Shem Yechapel Basachoso, Omishum Peire. The Gemara gives the Rabbanan Dika reasons, Kayadua, for anybody who's learned the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Yud Zayin. We don't want him to cover up if he's married to his niece. He's going to say that they were already divorced when she cheated on him. So we don't want him to do that. That's why they were mitakin zman begitten. So, but in theory, you don't really have to have zman begitten. So it's only midrabanan. But the question is, midoraisa you need, because you need Jerisha and Chakira. So we see again in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that in principle you should have Jerisha and Chakira. And midoraisa, the shtarichov aren't good if the date isn't right. Only is it that special takana de Rabbanan, but in principle you need Jerisha and Chakira. So how do you have a get? Why does the Gemara say that a get is kosher without Zman, even though there's no Jerisha, even though you can't do Jerisha and Chakira? The Zman allows you to do Jerisha and Chakira. It allows you to cross-examine to see if the date is really correct, if the testimony is really valid. So you have a date on the shtar, and you ask them questions, you ask them the date, so you really need to know the date. So if the Pnei Rishu is correct, that he understood from the Gemara says that you need Rishin Chakira by shtar chov. So the Pnei Rishu asks, and then how do you have a get without a date? What about Rishin Chakira? But there's no special takanas chachamim. So he says, Ein achinami, the get really isn't a good get, it's just afkin rabbanan l'kedushin mineh. But Reb Chaim says, you see from the Gemara not like that. You see from the Gemara that it's a special takanas chachamim that there's such a thing called zman. It's only a takanas chachamim, but applies daraisa, you don't need zman. What about Jerish and Chakira? So our basic kasha is, how come you don't need zman in a get? What about Jerish and Chakira? Zman allows us to do the cross-examining of the witness, the date on the get. And if there's no date, there's no cross-examination, but how do you allow that? How do you allow a get without a date? How do you allow a get that won't enable Drisha and Chakira? V'od yoter, katu b'yivamot lamed alef amud bet, shebishtar kidushin lo tuknu zman, mishum de lo shaycha sham takana, de shema yichape operi, ve'ein anu ba'im v'ze klau mitzad drisha v'chakira. We see in Yevamos, lamed alef amud beis, that in a shtar kidushin, where there is no takana of shema yichape basachoso and peris like we have in the Gemara and Gittin, so you see that in Ishtar Kedushin, you don't need Zman. What about Jerish and Chakira? So now we have a Kasha al Gabe Kasha. First Kasha is, how come you don't need Jerish and Chakira by Gittin? And the second Kasha is, how come you don't need Jerish and Chakira by Ishtar Kedushin? The third question is, Ve'od, Mana seb Ishtar Shechrur, Shegam kein lo be'inan Zman, Bekan kvar lo she'acha terut shel apnei Yoshua, Shumishum dafkinu rabbanan lekidush la'avdus mine. Dahaze lo adif mi mafkir avdo de tzarich get shechrur. Velekele memar dafkinu rabbanan avdut mina. Mei karavinim tzad lo ayavid klal meolam, dim kenen kan gerut klal dagir ratzmo, rak l'shem avdut velo l'shem Yisrael. So what are we going to do about a shtar shechrur? A shtar shechrur doesn't require a date, and you can't say the terror to the Pnei Yoshua that the rabbis were mafkir the avdus, because that won't help you. That's no better than somebody who's mafkir his eved and he still needs a shtar. So you're still going to need a shtar, even though they were mafkir the avdus. So what are you going to argue? You're going to argue that they were mafkir the avdus ad kedei kach. He was never an eved in the first place. So if somebody's mafkir his eved, you still need a shtar shichur. So you can't say that the rabban's hafka is like afkar. So why don't you say, argue better, that they were uprooting it like a marriage, like it never happened in the first place. It never happened in the first place, making a shtar shichur unnecessary. But if there's no shtar shichur, then there's no geirus, because he was only megayer himself l'shem avdus for lo l'shem Yisrael. And we know that after he's freed, he becomes Jewish. But if there was never avdus, then he was never megayer, and then how can he now become a Jew? So, and we know that he does become a Jew, a full-fledged Jew. So again, the kasha is, how come you don't have a date on shtar shichur? Where is the drish of a chakir in a shtar shichur? So we have by kedushin no drish of chakir, by gittin, by shtar shichur. So what's going on over here? And now he's doing tefila, but that tefila is not a real tefila d'oraisa. According to many Rishonim, the whole tefila when he's mishtachar was only midivreim, because he was already megayer himself when he became an eved. So now that you're freeing him and he's becoming a full-fledged Jew based on his original legir when he became an eved, if you're annulling that, then he's not becoming Jewish. So it wouldn't work to say that the rabbis were mafkir the etzem avdus, then he couldn't become Jewish. Elamai, it must be that this shtar shichur is a good shtar shichur, and he becomes free and he becomes Jewish. But how's it a good shtar shichur without a date? A date allows us to cross-examine the witnesses, and here there's going to be no cross-examination because there's no date. So no gate in the shtar shichur of an eved, no gate in the shtar shichur on the shtar gittin, no date on the shtar kedushin. So ma korei po? אז מסביר הרב, אבל באמת זהו הדבר, שכל דין דרישה וחקירה נאמר רק בנוגע לקשר שיש בין העדים ובין הבית דין, שהעדים צריכים להיות נדרשים ונחקרים על ידי הבית דין, וזה שייך רק בעדות של משפטים, אם משפטי נפשות או משפטי ממונות, שכאמור כל משפט מתהווה מעדות ובית דין ביחד. לא כן קידושין וגיטין, שאף על פי שבעינן בזה עדים, אבל לא בעינן בזה בית דין, כמו שבכל איסור אין האיסור תלי בבית דין, אלא המציאות כשהיא לעצמה אוסרת. ככה גם כן בקידושין וגיטין, שמציאות הקידושין כשהיא לעצמה אוסרת, ומציאות הגט כשהוא לעצמו הוא המתיר, המתיר. אלא שהעדים גם בקידושין וגם בגיטין הם חלק מתוך אותה מציאות, שאין מציאות קידושין וגיטין בלי העדים. אבל כל פעמים דרישה וחקירה לא שייך בזה, כי אין כלל בזה תפקיד לבית דין. So here again comes to our answer, which brings us into our midah here. We're in the midah of din, the relationship between metzias and din. So all drisha and chakira was said only when there's a kesher between the edim and the beis din. The edim have to be cross-examined by the beis din, and that's shaykh only in the edus of mishpatim, of legal cases of monetary disputes or capital punishment cases, because there the legal process is composed of testimony of the witnesses and the beis din. However, when it comes to gedushin and gittin, it's different. That even though in fact we require edim, but we don't require a beis din, because like in any iser, the iser here isn't tully in the beis din. What the iser is tully in the mitzias, the iser depends on the reality. When you have unkosher food, it's not the rav that makes it not kosher. The mitzias makes it not kosher. The rav is just telling you the psak that it's not kosher. By kedushin and gittin, you don't need a beis din. You just need these edim. And these edim, the mitzias of the kedushin, asers. The mitzias of the get, asers. And the edim are part and parcel of that mitzias. So you don't need drishin chakira, because there's no tafkid of the beis din when it comes to when it comes to getting in kedushin, and therefore no date is necessary. That's a yisodas tikateretz, that by when it comes to getting in kedushin, the reason and gashta shichur, the reason you don't need drisha and chakira is because you don't need a beis din. The beis din has no role in the getting in kedushin process or avdus process. ונמצא שאף על פי שבכל השטרות בין שטרי ממון ובין שטרי גיטין וקידושין אמרינן עדים החתומים על השטר נעשו כמו שנחקרה עדותן בבית דין, הנה לא כל השטרות בחדה מחתה מחתינו. And it emerges that even though in all shtaris, both shtari ממון and shtari gittin and kidushin, we say that עדים that are signed on the shtar is like their edus was examined by a beis din, you cannot classify all shtaros in the same category. By shtar mamon hakavana sheomnam yesh tzorech bahem bidrisha v'chakira, by shtar mamon what it means is that there's a need for drisha and chakira. In principle you have to cross examine, but אלא שזהו כאילו הייתה דרישה וחקירה בפועל. It's like there was. So we say that edim, that sign on a shtar, it's like the edus was nechkar in the beis din. It's like the ed, it's like the beis din already examined this edus. So the beis din didn't actually examine the edus, but if they're edim that are chasum and al hashtar, it's like their edus was examined in the beis din. And therefore the Gemara asks, how are mu'ucharim ksheirim? there's no drishin chakira, because the shtar has to have a drishin chakira stamped on it. What's the drishin chakira? The date. And then if the edim are signed on to the shtar, then they're signing on to the date, and it's like that was nechgor be'beis din, that was the proper date. But without a proper date, then how can you say that the shtar is kosher? So you need drishin chakira. Just the edim that are chatum, that are signed, make it as if there is a drishin chakira in the beis din. But there has to be in principle a drishin chakira. So that allows the Gemara, that opens up the question of how is mu'charim ksheirim. הרעין באלו דרישה וחקירה, אבל בשטרי גיטין וקידושין, הכוונה במה שאומרים נעשו כמי שנחקרו, שאינם דרושים לדרישה וחקירה כלל, וממילא לא צריכים כלל לזמן. What does it mean by שטרי גיטין וקידושין? When we say נעשו כמי שנחקרו, it means that דרישה וחקירה aren't necessary, and therefore you don't need זמן. When it comes to שטרי ממן, you need drishin chakira, but it's like there was drishin chakira. When it comes to shtari gittin kedushin, nasu kamisha nechkaru, meaning you don't need drishin chakira, and therefore you don't need a date. Ve'alken, b'shtar chov, yesh machloket rishonim, im yesh b'ze din hazama o lo, aval b'gittin v'kidushin, בשטר, כולי אלמה מודים שלא שייך בזה הזמה, ואין בזה חיסרון מטעם עדות שאי אתה יכול להזימה. So therefore, when it comes to a shtar chov, there's a machlokas rishonim, if there's a din hazama or not. Can you have edim zomim by a shtar chov or not? But when it comes to getting in kedushin with a shtar, getting zoids with a shtar, when it comes to kedushin with a shtar, so everybody agrees that you can have hazama, and there's no chisaron of edus shiata yochol hazima. You can have a chisaron that it's an edus if the edus is not zomimable, if it's not the type of edus that you can make into edim zomimin. Why? Because what's the chisaron of edus shiata yochol hazima? As the Rav said earlier, it's a chisaron in the Haggadah. It's not a proper Haggadah. If you can't do hazama on the edus, that's a chisaron in the Haggadah's ha'edus. As the Rav explained earlier. So, if that's true, by Gittin Kiddushin, Ein Bezid Din Haggadah Lefnei Beidin. By Gittin Kiddushin, there is no Din of Haggadah Befnei Beidin. If Eidus Shiat Haychol Azim is a Chisaron in Haggadah, and by Kiddushin and Gittin, there is no Din Haggadah Lefnei Beidin, so then obviously you don't have a Chisaron of Eidus Shiat Haychol Azim. Can't say it's a chisaron in Haggadah if no Haggadah is necessary, and by getting kedushin taka no Haggadah is necessary. Ach b'shtar chov shegam kein lo tzrichim Haggadah b'ze ki edim achatumim al hashtar nasu kemi shenachtera edutam beveidim, aval lo mitam she'ein din Haggadah lagamrei ela kamur pnei shechatima gufa nechshevet Haggadah. B'ze yesh machloket im sheyachet b'ze hazama mekivan sheyesh b'ze gam b'ze din Haggadah umekivan shesof sof b'metziut ein b'ze Haggadah lo sheyachet hazama. So, by shtar chov, you also don't need Haggadah. Because the edim that are signed on the shtar is as if they were cross-examined in the beis din. But that's not because there's no din Haggadah. There is a din Haggadah, just the chasima is like there was Haggadah. So here there's a machlokes if you can have edim zomimin. Is it shaykh to have a zoma here? Because it's like they did Haggadah. Do we say that since there's a din Haggadah, you can have edim zomimin? Or since Sof Sof B'Metzias there is no Haggadah, Hazama isn't Shaykh. You can't say there are Edim Zomimin, because you only have Edim Zomimin if there's Haggadah Beveis Din. It needs to be such a Haggadah, it needs to be a proper Haggadah that you can, theoretically, it has to be so strong that it can withstand Hazama. It has to be overcome Hazama. You can't be Edus She'iyat HaYachol Hazima. It has to be Edus that you can. You can make them into zomimin, but the question is, this edus, this haggadah that you can make them into zomimin, what type of haggadah do you need? Do you need a regular haggadah that you make into zomimin, like in front of a beis din, or even a din haggadah, which is what you have here by the shtar chovah. There's a din hagada because it's as if they did haggadah in the Beis Din, these Eidim, and therefore you could be zomim then. Or we can say no, that since sof b'mitzias they're not doing haggadah because they're just signing on the shtar, but they're not actually doing haggadah, so hazama isn't shaykh. So therefore the machlokas is, do we look at the din or do we look at the mitzias? The din is that there's haggadah and therefore would need to be eidus shiatar chol azima. But the mitzias, there is no haggadah, so therefore wouldn't be need to be eidus shiatar chol shiatar chol azima. Again, if we look at the din is that there is haggadah. So therefore this has to be the type of haggadah that you can make into zomimin. And if it's eidus shiatar chol azima, then it's not a good eidus. Or do we look at the mitzias? The mitzias is they're not actually doing haggadah, and since they're not actually doing haggadah, it doesn't have to be eidus shiatar chol azima. Uveze efshar liyashev kushiyat haRamban b'sefer haMitzvot, and with this we could be miyashev the kasha of the Ramban in the Sefer haMitzvos. Shemakshe al haRambam. שפסק בפרק ג' מלכות עדות שכל השטרות בממון הוא רק מדברי סופרים כדי שלא תנול דלת בפני לובין, כי מדאורייתא לא מועילה שנאמר מפיהם ולא מפי כתבם. So the Ramban asks in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoresh Beis on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in the third parak of Hilchos Eidus Halacha Dalet that all shtaris in Mammon are only midrabanan. Why? So shlo tenol delos b'fnei lovin. Otherwise, people are going to want to lend money. So we allow these written shtaris, because midairaisa written shtaris don't help. Why not? Because it says mipiyam below mipiksavam. You can only have a verbal edus and not a written edus. So how can a shtar possibly work? So the Rambam says it's only midrabanan. Frek the Ramban. שאנו דנים בגיטין בידי חתימה לבד, והאישה מוציאה גט חתום, וקיימים אותו בחתימתו, מתירים אותה להינשא על פי עדות שבשטר. He says, wait a second, look at a get. A get with עדי חסים, a woman takes out the get. She's divorced. She's divorced. You Rambam say it's only Durabanan. If it's only Durabanan, how on earth does a woman get divorced? It's a very good question. Shtar, it's a shtar. It's a shtar. What about me p'yam below me p'ksava? So how can you say that if you have a get that just has edei chsima, it's a kosher get that she can get remarried and all the dinim d'oraisa, you're saying it's only d'rabbanan? So how can she be getting remarried based on this get? It's only a shtar and it's only d'rabbanan. That's what the Ramban asks in the Rambam. But based on our yisod, says Rav Amiel, we can add to this kash as well, because even the chisaron mipiam omi piksavam hu chisaron b'hagada shelo nikret hagada rak be'al peh v'lo b'chtav v'lo chisaron be'etzem ha'idut. So what's a proper hagada? A proper hagada, as we saw before, is the type of hagada that you can do hazama to it. You could say emanu yisem emakom ploni, but if it's not that type of hagada, if it's not zomable for whatever reason, that's not a good enough haggadah, it's not a strong enough haggadah, and memela there's a chisaron in that haggadah. So it's the same thing with the chisaron of mipiyam of mipiksavam, that if they do have a piksavam, that's a chisaron in haggadah. It's only a haggadah if you do it baal peh. It's not a proper agada b'chsav. It's not a chisaron in the etzem ha'edus. The etzem ha'edus is good enough, but it's a chisaron in the hagada. Hagada is verbal. Hagada is hagada in the Beis Din, and that's shayich u'meila ze shayich rak k'shetafkida shel ha'edut hi agada leveidin v'lo ken bigitin v'kidushin shel ha'edim en tafkid shel hagada. So it's not shaykh when the tafkid of Eidus, this is only shaykh when the tafkid of the Eidus is Haggadah LeBeis Din. But it's not like that in Gittin and Kiddushin. By Gittin and Kiddushin there is no Haggadah Bifnei Beis Din. They're just part of the Metzius of this get. But they're not doing Haggadah. So like we said before, when it comes to Gittin and Kiddushin, they don't have to do Haggadah Bifnei Beis Din. Like we said, they don't Nasu Kamishin Echgore Dusim Beis Din. They don't need Jerishin Chakira. They don't have to go before Beis Din. They're just part of the Metzius of this get. But there's no din that they have to do Haggadah Bifnei Beis Din. There is just no Metzius of a Gittin and Kiddushin without Eidin. But they don't have to do Haggadah in the Beis Din. And since they don't have to do Haggadah in the Beis Din, Memela, we can answer, the Rambam would say, here, the Shtar is Doraisa. Because what is the Chisaron of Mipik Saban? Chisaron in Haggadah. But by a get, you don't need Haggadah. Since by a get, you don't need Haggadah, then a Shtar can be Doraisa. Just when you need Haggadah, like by Mamin, there, the Shtar is only Derabanan. Because Mipiyam below Mipik Saban. There, by Nyanei Maminus, where the Beis Din plays an important role, there's a kesher between the Eidim and the Beis Din. As we discussed in previous shiurim, the importance of the role of the Beis Din when it comes to Dinei Maminus. So there, you would need Haggadah. So there, a shtar is only derabanan, because otherwise there's not a proper Haggadah here midoraisa. It has to be mipiyam below mipik sava. Masha'en kain, when it comes to Gittin, when there's no Haggadah bifnei Beis Din, since by Gittin there's no Haggadah bifnei Beis Din, a written shtar would be okay, and therefore a shtar of a get is kosher. So that would be the teretz of the Rambam. So now we have two types of eduyos. Yesh edut sheba b'shvil haggadat ha-metziut. There's one type of edus that comes to say over what the metzius was, and that is, for example, Dine Maminis, Dine Nefashis, V'yesh Eidut Shezohi Chelek Me'a Metziut Kanal. And then there's an Eidus which is part and parcel of the Metzius, i.e. the Eidim on the Gittin and the Kiddushin. So Baruch Hashem, we've learned a lot, and there's a lot to say on these sugyas. You know, you can go into each one of these shiurim that we've been giving and then go tiefer and tiefer. There's so much to say, so hopefully we will continue being mamik and these inyanim, and vilmod ulamed lishmor velasos ulekaim is called divrei samu tarasa biyahava. We'll continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem umitaras harav amiel zechorna levracha, and our hearts and eyes will continue to be illuminated by this scintillating Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.